This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Callum.
And me, Catherine.
Today, we're focusing on participle clauses.
Yes, that's clauses that begin with present or past participles.
We'll find out what they are and how to use them.
And there'll be lots of examples and also a quiz. But before we start, though, Callum, are you all right?
What do you mean?
Well, you've got lots of little pieces of tissue, Callum, stuck on your face.
Oh, that. You noticed.
Well, it's hard to miss them, really.
I cut myself shaving.
Ah, I see. Well, that's quite convenient.
Not really. It hurt.
It may have hurt, but it did give you a perfect example of a present participle clause, which is today's topic.
Ah, yes, it did. Well, let's use that then as our first example. I cut myself shaving. First, though, let's remind everyone what a present participle is.
Sure. The present participle is the ing form of the verb. We use it to form the continuous verb forms. So if the infinitive is shave, the present participle is shaving.
The past continuous of shave is I was shaving.
And something happened while you were shaving, Callum.
Yes, I cut myself.
You did. Now, we can make a number of different sentences with this information. You could say,
I was shaving and I cut myself. Or, while I was shaving, I cut myself.
So let's just swap those clauses around.
I cut myself while I was shaving.
OK, now, because the subject of each of those clauses is the same, you, we can make the sentence more efficient and sound more natural by not repeating the pronoun and auxiliary that goes with it.
I cut myself while shaving.
Now, that's fine, but we can also leave out the conjunction while, which leaves us with...
I cut myself shaving.
So we can use this structure when two things happen at the same time.
Yes, let's have some more examples. Catherine, what were you doing last night?
I was sitting on the sofa. I was watching TV. So I can say, I was sitting on the sofa watching TV. Callum, what are we doing now?
We are in the studio. We're recording 6 Minute Grammar. We're in the studio recording 6 Minute Grammar.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
Today we're talking about participle clauses.
We've looked at one way you can use a present participle clause. Now let's look at a past participle clause. First, Catherine, let's review what a past participle is.
It's the third form of the verb. So if you remember go, went, gone, or do, did, done, gone and done are the past participles. And for regular verbs, this is the ed form. We use the past participle in perfect verb forms and also the passive.
So how would we use a past participle clause?
Like present participle clauses, it's a way of being more economical with language and avoiding repetition. Listen to these sentences.
The dog was hit by the car. It wasn't hurt. The dog that was hit by the car wasn't hurt. The dog hit by the car wasn't hurt.
So we started there with two sentences. Both of them contained clauses that had the same subject. We have the dog in the first sentence, and in the second, it's referred to with the pronoun it.
The dog was hit by a car. It wasn't hurt.
We can combine these into one sentence by using a relative clause.
The dog that was hit by the car wasn't hurt.
And we can further shorten this by leaving out the relative pronoun and the auxiliary that goes with it. This leaves us with...
The dog hit by the car wasn't hurt.
So effectively, what we do is combine all the bits that identify the subject into one phrase.
Exactly. It's like a reduced relative clause that becomes the subject of the sentence. You can see this form quite regularly in warning notices in public places.
Cars parked here will be clamped. Bicycles chained to this fence will be removed.
Cars parked here is a shortened version of cars which are parked here.
And bicycles chained here is a shortened version of bicycles which are chained here.
That's right.
You're listening
to bbclearningenglish.com.
And now, quiz time. join the two sentences together into one. Here's number one.
I saw the cat, it was playing with a mouse. I saw the cat, it was playing with a mouse.
And the answer is, I saw the cat playing with a mouse. Number two.
The gold was stolen from the bank. It was never found. The gold was stolen from the bank. It was never found.
And the answer is, the gold stolen from the bank was never found. And finally, number three.
She made a lot of money. She was running her own company. She made a lot of money. She was running her own company.
And the answer is, she made a lot of money running her own company. Well done, if you got them all right.
And that's all from us for this programme. There's more about this topic on our website.
Do join us again for more 6-Minute Grammar.
Bye.